57 degrees. Joining me in the studio this morning, the president of the Warren County Agriculture Fair, John Strickler. Good morning, John.
Morning, Vanessa. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, good to see you, sir. How are you?
Good. It is Friday. I caught that.
Yeah. I was doing too many things in my head and playing with the computer and the board here. So it's live radio, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard you said rain, so I got pretty excited there for a bit.
Boy, we all are. Come on now. Make
it
happen.
We'll cross our fingers here.
Yeah, and you're a farmer south of Roseville, so you're really doing a rain dance, aren't you?
Yep. I would greatly appreciate that if we got a little precipitation here sometime in the next, hour, day.
Exactly.
Anytime soon would be preferable.
Absolutely. Tell us about your farm.
Yeah, so we farm south of Roseville, corn and soybeans, and we have a feedlot and a few cow-calves. So we keep busy.
Yes, you do. How are your crops looking?
Really good, given circumstances. So it's actually kind of shocking. We've seen some tile flowing still, but the crops are still green, and we're just kind of waiting to see what happens. Remaining optimistic, but we will see what Mother Nature gives us.
Yeah, you were kind of giving me an idea of the type of year that it is compared to other years. Tell us what you know.
Yeah, so I actually saw on Facebook this morning that it's the second driest spell. Like, I think it's a 2-month spell we've had in all time for Illinois for this April, May, June time frame. So. Yeah, it's it's really dry. So we, we hope for the best, but a lot of things are out of our hand, and we can't do anything about them. So
see
what happens.
That is true. That's why we got to keep pushing for that crop insurance in our farm bill too, because you're managing the weather, and that's as risky as it comes, right?
Absolutely, that's the riskiest things we face as a farmer. So.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Warren County Agriculture Fair. It's coming up July 15th through the 22nd, so we want to get the word out now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about a little bit about your board and the planning that goes into this and your volunteers.
Yeah, so we have a board made up of about 30 people. We have monthly meetings except for the spring and fall. We let people usually get in the field, or if they're, we're built up of farmers, and, the fair board used to be built up traditionally of about all farmers, but now we're kind of seeing this shift of, a lot of people have jobs, or they farm and have a job mm-hmm. as well. So it's been a struggle to, find, time that works for everybody in recent years. But, we have meetings in the spring and fall, or into the summer and winter. In spring and fall, we kind of keep things open, but we just keep it monthly, and we have a cleanup day and a setup day, before and after the fair. So that'll be coming up soon. But really,
all volunteers?
Yeah. So, yep, it's all volunteer. Trying to think where I want to go with that. Yeah, so it's all volunteer. So, always looking for people to join.
Well, you guys do a really good job. Let's talk about it. So it's going to kick off. Typically, it kicks off with the pageant, right?
Yep. So the 15th, Saturday the 15th, we're going to kick off with our pageant. Always a good turnout for that. On the 16th, we have mud volleyball, which is always a crowd favorite. We're going to have church in the park that day as well, and we're going to have a 5K that morning, if anyone's interested. Running's not maybe my deal per se, but there are a lot of runners out there. But mud volleyball is a favorite. We have food out there, music playing all day long. It's a fun event.
Okay. So that the pageant, Saturday, July 15th, and you can contact Deneen Kelly for the pageant, and
absolutely,
we're looking forward to that. And mud volleyball, you said, is Sunday, as well as church, food, all kinds of things going on Sunday.
Yep, absolutely. It's an all-day event. So we start with a 5K, I believe, is going to be first thing in the morning. Then we're going to have church in the park. And then after lunch, we will kick off mud volleyball, and usually that runs till the evening hours.
Okay. Then, of course, the 19th annual livestock premium auction.
Absolutely, yep. So we always do a premium auction to, help out the fair and, honor those producers that were in that auction, honor the producers that were, showing in the fair. So that's just an event, you know, we do every year. It's a good fundraiser.
And, you know, something kind of not new necessarily, but in coordination with the Regional Office of Education, you've got a big night on Wednesday, July 19th.
Yeah, so the 19th, we've been doing a family night. It's free admission. So we partnered up with the Regional Office of Education, and they're going to hold their summer fest in coordination with that. So free event, like I said, going to have food, lots of events for the kids. Great event. It is the spark of my increased corn dog consumption for the week.
Right. Got music and a DJ. The food, like you said, you got to have good corn dog.
Oh, 100%. Now are you corn dogs. There's got to be multiple.
Right. Now, are you a mustard and ketchup on that corn dog?
I like to experiment. Lots of things. Yep. So just plain corn dog, ketchup, mustard, you name it.
Okay. Chicken and pig scramble, water events, petting zoo, and Ag Olympics. That's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
It's a good night right there.
It's exciting, yeah. So, and we'll have the kiddie tractor pull as well. So
sounds good. And then you got the Home Economics Baked Goods Auction. That's always a favorite.
Yep, absolutely. I like to try all the sweets, whether the judges know about it or not. I try to sneak in a bite.
Absolutely. And then that's actually during the Derby. So when are the races?
The races will be Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
So the figure eight will be on Friday, and then the Derby will be Saturday.
And how about, you've got a lot of corporate sponsors that you want to thank as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have a ton of corporate sponsors here. I don't know if you're looking for me to read them off.
Sure.
Here. Yeah, so just a few of them to name off. MGS has always been good to us. Rob Brothers Welding. Raritan State Bank has always been a huge sponsor for us. Farmers Grain Company. Matt Mahoney with Pioneer Seeds. Carrier Services. ADM. Houston Veterinary Services. Thompson Brothers Painting. Martin Tractor and Early Bird.
Okay. And also Thompson Insurance Agency, Twisted Bar and Grill 2, First Avenue Lounge, Hirschbach, McClure, Custom Pumping, Midwest Bank, Cole Implement, G&M Distributors, Clock Tower, Community Bank, Wise Family Funeral Home, now more memorial homes, Houston Cattle Company, and Country Financial Tiffany Cole. So that's your big sponsors. Those sponsors they mean the world to how this fair, it gets off the ground.
Absolutely, yeah. We're lucky to have such good businesses in the area that really keep these things, you know, I wouldn't say afloat, but keep things, you know, really like to support these things. So we're really appreciative of them and, you know, in the community.
And do we have bull riding again?
We do. It was last year's our first year for bull riding in the rodeo, and we were optimistic about how that would turn out, and we had a huge crowd. It was a favorite, so we're going to bring that back. Have a band playing that night as well as Friday and Saturday. So,
and not just a band, it's Staggered.
Staggered, yes. One of my crowd favorites, yes.
Yeah, people like Staggered a lot. So that's July 20th, just a heads up for folks if they would like to participate in the Triple J Bucking Bulls and five-time world champion Terry Don West TD's Bull Riding Challenge. Are you going to do that?
I was going to put your name down, actually.
Heck, I might try.
Yes. I might hurt myself.
I would hurt myself just trying to look at the bull.
Yeah, with my old age these days, you know, I'm getting pretty weak, so.
Well, they have junior bull riding as well, so you can go to ilwcf.com, and you can find all of this information and register for the bull riding at the Warren County Agricultural Fair. So, hey, it's $1,500 for, you know, the buckle winner, and it's only an $80 entry fee with 100% payback.
Yeah, that'll buy you a ton of corn dogs, Vanessa.
Yeah, yes, it would. Staggered will be the band in the beer tent. And, yeah, John and I are laughing because once a year you have to have a corn dog.
Many corn dogs. You were saying how you have one corn dog a year, and I probably surpass that by a few.
Who is there any other bands besides Staggered you have this year?
Yep, so we have Staggered, we'll have Matt Haas Jackson, and then Moe's Garage. They're new to us. They are out of the Quad Cities, but a really fun, exciting band. We're looking forward to having them.
Okay, good. Well, we wanted to highlight the fair today. We appreciate you coming in to do that for us. We're praying for rain for you, for all of our farmers and our, you know, gardens, crops, lawns, everybody could use it, but we need that crop to be good to go too.
It would be ideal. That'll, you know, we'll revert back to corn dogs. That'll increase our corn dog consumption if farmers get some Have some extra revenue coming in.
Absolutely. July 15th through the 22nd is the Warren County Agriculture Fair, and we're looking forward to it. John, we'll have you back in the studio again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so look forward to seeing everybody out there. I think it'll be an exciting event. We always look forward to having everyone out. But yeah, for more information, just please visit our Facebook page or our website.
Okay. It's fair season. John Strickler with us, president of the Warren County Agriculture Fair on 1330 WRAM and FM 94.